you made reference to Bitcoin, and I thought I heard a little bit of condescension that people are buying Bitcoin and these things.
But doesn't it, Charlie Munger, this is two or three years before he died, Charlie Munger attacked Bitcoin. He called it evil, in part because it would begin to undermine the Fed's ability to manage the economy.
Or it could provide market discipline. Or it could tell the world that things need to be fixed.
Bitcoin does not make you nervous.
Bitcoin does not make me nervous. I can hearken back to a dinner I had here in 2011 with someone who is another guest on your show. I won't say his name. Okay, I just did Mark Andreessen, who showed me the white paper. That was the original white paper. I wish I had understood as clearly as he did how transformative Bitcoin and this new technology would be. Bitcoin doesn't trouble me. I think of it as an important asset that can help inform policymakers when they're doing things right and wrong. It is not a substitute to the dollar. I think it can often be a very good policeman for policy. If there's a final point, it's these technologies are being built here. I don't just mean on Stanford campus. I believe in the United States. And the world's most talented engineers from China and Europe and everywhere, they come to the United States even now to try to build this stuff. And my view is by building it here, that gives us an opportunity to be more productive and create something very special over the next decade.